Okay, I'm sorry.
No, Sachen dort in Nuncio. Ich muss die Talke ziehen, nicht die Uhr. Also die, sie sind ja doch gekommen aus dem Salon. Die Jugend dort hat alles zu tun. Nun hat sich in der Puh nicht aus dem Zahn geort. Und ich habe gesagt, ich habe es geredet zu lassen. Ich habe mir noch mit sich all toll alle. Little boy, do you go, man? Yes. You come as a hundred youth, healthy. You go, see what's good on your seal. You have a hump as a hundred youth, really. Oh, neat, and you go, heal your mistress again. You'll catch your hog at all. I saw you, man, these needs. You go, you know, see what has to need to get into the hog at the end of the grass. Ich nicht so. Wo hat denn halt auch immer du war? Mit du gesagt, die hat die Kugel, die hat nur was. Die hat sie gehe. Jetzt harri, ha. So, das wird Hanno doch, hat die nicht gerade gut. Die hat sie gehe, hat die Kugel, ich wollte dann an die Jochios. Schuhe hat wohl ja. Nuss. Die hat sie gehe. Jukhanda, in a 2 mile donuts. Jukhanda has to have a hurry or to have a hulu. To whom I don't have to. Nana Kaya has a dinner hulu. Go hug ill, sir, go on the hui, who eat the tassel on, she has a hug ill, sir. To not a dog honor, sir, that whatever good nice to do. Dinner seat, I don't know that Nancy Johnny. You go on it and that is an old basket. Don't happen. Sit suck on a horse, but Nigos after the halos. It is also food sent on the fast halt, us, for me. Is it Nina Tastis? Nina Tastis. No, just a horny. Who's the other is not a horse. Hoy hat ich auch Tadok auch Tachot sich die hatte. Hoy da ich hat ich auch hatte. Am Krieg. Das hat sich alles nur das
nicht.
Hat sie auch hatte mir auch die Rohne so gut hat. Oh, oh. Ich auch ein Reis an, ich auch da nach Delta. Han Reis an, ich auch ein Reis an. Du kannst auch nicht so, du hast dann noch die Ogele, die Pulle, nur Ach, hat doch doch gehört, da ist nicht gehört. Nicht gehen, well, I hurt him. I did, I was too little to, I didn't pay attention, but I go, it's an hat, I go, you know, so go, I can, and I didn't have to get the, and you have so no, I'll make the, I'll get 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 the, I'll
I go to the house.
Kinsu ugo sukuyo siya kahalaski kili. Isni tu hunagil da kay tal o. Huhus kayo so silyo ni niyo. Ikin aga da kaya nani ilalati tuno. Mudilo yi. Ang amadilo ni sa somaka. Sa hulok oyhan. Mukwada ito isni tuno. Da kaya nani ilalati nino. Sit ikin aga kaya. Хоть хоть или куда нахуй я не Chukal yon kadagaltan. Iko itam chukala. Nakagadil nung usan ang kadagaltan.
I work. I wouldn't understand it.
Hey, no. In that
sense. I forgot what it was. Something about the Nahaluyah.
Nahaluyah, that
it might. I know the Nahaluyah, but something about Inukadahadal Nisan.
Oh.
Something. You said something, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, they were getting ready to block up the stairway out to outdoors to set the fires.
Uh-huh. And they got snowshoes with soaked there. One was man and one was woman's.
One was woman's size and one was man's size. And you only thought you had no snowshoes.
And but it got not this lake out here, and they had an Italian, a host. He saw those people.
Oh, there was people standing all across the lake. It's not a yet. What did you look at?
Yeah.
And it was all parkies.
And Dumbledore is a Latrans, isn't it?
Oh, he don't care. He gave up it. And he just went among the park men, and it was parkies. That is sad. Not a quick river hot
animal. Has the kind of hoi got a hat here?
I don't know. That's one thing I didn't find out. They used to talk about it. But I don't know what was the reason about it. He's a great duck. Well, I think that's the end of what I heard. That's a sad story. They used to cry when they used to. That was a sad. Blood, sheets, women's collar, if you couldn't suck. Ego, my grandma, so east, she didn't want to come out, Ego. But on account of this little girl, he didn't run off yet. He tells her the rain. He looks at your seat. He did that about all. I heard about it. Not at it. I seen that man. Grandpa, bald headed. And blind too.
You know, earlier you said you mentioned something about the different clans, like the Caribou clan. And I was wondering if that's something that people used to make speeches about long ago. And if you could explain about the different clans.
I don't know meat. They talk high words them days. Even me, I don't understand. My father was expert on it, used to be.
Well, how did people learn to talk those high words?
That's like...
natural.
Yeah, just like white people, too. We don't understand them.
You know, one other thing I thought maybe you could explain in your language too is about when they used to have special friends and go back and forth from Caltag and Nulato and Unalakleet.
Is a lot of rainy.
Yes, yeah. Just sure they'll know where to go, where they'll stop, and where they'll eat. That's why they make friends that way. So, unless they used to call each other so. That's how we're friends, me and Madeline. Because she's my sog, unless.
But you know what? She said that she never actually went to, you know, when people would go back and forth. She says you were the one who knew about that. She said it was.
This, well, for the park lads, and they used to send the little sticks for each other. For that reason, to see each other and to have fun. They give each other things when they come to each other. They feed each other. He need me think a hello, lady. So gladness had it. It was nice that way too long time ago. Even in this village they used to do that. That's Middle Street back to the empty, that side they used to call it, up the river people. And on this side of the street, down the river people. I mean, Ahad Ann, and go ahead, you the Ahad Ann. You didn't see it. There you go, a man in his agent, in see. Go eat in the exactly what the Ahad. Not till you now, Holly, get in not to hoi, lo ye. Not till so ye have okay hoot on hoi, lo had the yin.
That's what was that?
Harry's dreaming. I didn't. And she was.
Yeah, that was
that.
That's a high in the Auckland, that's that the auntie.
Clear, more complete than needed. A hoose. And you need it, Nahatal. Hoot you go. Man. And then you go so wait on Claho. The one can eok altero. So they need the hackers. Makan a yogel and a day, yes, knee. Mortet yachts and illusive grand. Such answer. He jeered it. Don't a he, says Nigel. He as soon as you see. Well, it's just like a sweet on patents. So sweet in his hands. See, like the river, we were pretty young. And we got them. And it hushed and I eat no matter who we need. Yeah, it was potlats on no need to that. We were up there for potlats in Kalkuk. It I got your so knacked it was. You go, then I happened to have the children. Hammer yesterday, who said. Go dating, old man dating. It's a little so knack. It's a little good. Honor to have been a thing to imagine. He's sick. That's all for now.
Yeah, I don't understand stiff dance.
Yeah, that way it's hard. Nobody is living now today that understood it like I'm putting in on the old guy do it.
Seems like there's so many parts to it though. You know, part that you see and part that you think about. And it's two different parts. Were there any parts of the stick dance that people weren't supposed to talk about?
You're talking as it was, right? I'm not going to talk to the place today.
No. Oh, no,
you
yeah.
Donna.
Yeah, when they're as they're getting ready, they talk about it. But we have a lot of soldiers already after the attack. I got a horror totally as to how you go. I was a long time ago, but nowadays I was not so good at that. So it's a dog on the end, it's a dog on the end. He's dead.
What other kinds of things are different with the way they do stick dance now than how it used to be?
That's it. It's the wood. I got it. I know what the trees talk. You done.
Oh, it's not lively as it used to be. Long time ago, that's what we mean. Used to be lively and old people sing. Nice to hear them. They dance. See, it was good. Dance. Some cry, okay. Poor old Pete. We thought another St. Donna. Don't you have to see the kids who are all fresh and daddy? He said, what a canada, what a sneak.
She said she ran out of words. The Donna.
Who is the smartest? Okay, go tell your Kaida, I did see the Irati. Don't you come so holy, huh? I is Nina at the deck of the family. It's hard. That's one thing I didn't get onto. Hard words.
Speeches used to be real different before. Speeches long ago and speeches now, are they real different?
I had the accent. You don't have any reason to have that in the
head. Yeah. I don't have
any. I had the accent. Mercy had this, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, hold it on a head of deck.
Yeah, that's all. Don't eat cook. Okay, so it's pretty, I can't eat it. So, only green is not. You couldn't afford it, even girl.
Well, when you were a young girl, who were the people that gave the best speeches?
Oh, they all died away, like old Toby. Big Louis. They had the nurse. Dayton, Chief Paul, those they used to make speeches that I know.
Is that how they ill here?
No.
I don't remember how to say
it. I don't remember even. I can't remember it. Now I forget.
Do you remember what kinds of things they talk about? Would it be?
He needs to be for the dicks at home. They come for. That's what they make speech about. And oh, how old is that? It's hard. I cannot explain it.
Did women used to make speeches? Did women used to make speech?
Yeah. Lots of times women each make speech.
It's like you need water.
Well, that's all I could tell you about. I think I used all the words now.
So you have that mulatto book there, huh? Are there ever things that students that you're teaching especially ask about, you know, about the language or stories?
At the basket.
You haven't been teaching them again. They don't have that here at the school anymore.
They do, but I don't think they teach it anymore. They do not.
I just was 1913, I think. We went from here up the river, Yukon River. We stopped at Koyukuk. We stopped at Bishop Mountain on the ice. They chopped spruce trees down the bank to have tents on. And from there to Loudon, from there to Dave Lewis Landing, and from there to Melosi, and from there to Ruby. That was the first strike.
That's in gas boat?
In winter, in February. Stopping here and there with the dog teams and one with our outfit. We stopped two nights in Ruby. We got the teams. That was me and my husband and my brother in law, Paul. Well, we went out to the Long Creek on the road. Long Creek, that's 30 miles back of Ruby, where the gold strike was too. We went through the street at lots of houses. As we were going over, you see men taking doing like this. They go in the holes and dig up the gold. Well, we went to Novi River, that's where we was going to spring. As we were going over, we cut, every family has to have two new skin, one big one and one small one. Every family. Like it's moose skin. A moose, yeah, little ones. And when we get to the spring camp, we start to work at the moose skin. I didn't know how to work at the moose skin. But these people that we went with showed me how, like Rose Cochrane and Mrs. Jacobs, they were, Rose Cochrane was close to my husband. My husband's cousin used to be. And she was nice to us. Well, as the snow turned out, the men started to whip lumber for boats, to make boats. Every one of us had a boat, built a boat for us, seven families. And then we started to, we were glad, I was glad I was young, but I didn't want to come home right here. We almost have tanned the moose skins. They showed me how I tanned this calf skin and cow skins. Two I had now, beaver skin. They tell me when we go out at the mouth of Norway River, the people at Norway River look for dry skins. If see if we got dry skins in the boat. So they make us tan the skins, even we don't know how. I don't know how. There was one girl, single girl, how do you know? Alice Mokoya, Lucy Hayden, was with her uncle, Captain. These couples were going to. They tell us that, and your husband's got to have new gloves too, they tell us. And I made two pairs this long for my husband and for my brother-in-law. And when we were going out, about a week, I think it took us to go out to the mountain, to the Yukon. That turns into the Yukon. And when we were coming out closer, we have to take out the new things, the means they put it on, and they roll like this. That's the way we used to do long time ago. We came all the way down from the Cochrane's in the boat. No boats. I mean, the boats were swimming, the big boats that time. But we came down in the boats, drift down. The current comes down anyway. 1913, that's a long time ago. I never thought I was going to live this long. Which one?
This one. Each one of their, the ones you remember, their native name?
She didn't have no Indian name.
Okay. This one. Number one, she number two?
That's Marzali. And this one, Hogan's. Horny Ilno.
Okay, that's number four. You talked about her before, is that, did you ever talk about her, who she was or anything?
No, earlier? This one used to do the laundry for the white people.
Which one?
Yeah, because for the captains.
That was for photograph number 255. Okay, this is Martha Jo's copy photograph of a large group of Caltag people. So if we start right here with the baby, this is the baby's number 22 and the woman is 23, back row.
Name. But the Mrs. King can't see this one.
This one, number 12.
That's Sue Bushel.
Marie McClay.
That's his, her mama.
Oh, Josephine Mountain's mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Alex, number
24. Alexi.
Number
25. Are you on? Smokey Joe. They used to call him Smokey Joe.
Okay.
26? Hooligan. They used to call, I don't know their name.
Okay. And 27?
Nick McClay.
Is that related? That was related. Okay. And then, let's see, what number was that?
22. Ooh, this was the last.
24.
See, this one's 24. This is 25, 26, 27. Okay, 28.
John Sierowski.
And then 29.
John 6 Mile.
McClay.
And then 34.
Good. I couldn't remember his name. Look like Kentucky.
But it came itself.
Oh, yes. I couldn't remember his name.
35?
That's young Kitty, but I couldn't remember it.
Okay. 30 is baby.
Yeah. Must be one of the girls. Going to your talent, someone.
Okay, and then 31?
Jack Caltack, the used to call.
And then 32?
Big Jim.
And 33?
I remember only his name. Kistak Odesny. I couldn't remember his English name.
Oh, any of them you remember the native name will.
Yeah, Kistak.
And then 21?
This Otto Miller, Adolf Miller.
Storekeeper
used to be.
Okay. And then 20?
Paul. They used to call him Paul. That's this, his, her mom's first husband. She used to talk pretty good English. She was at Holy Cross.
So he didn't have a second name, just Paul?
No.
Okay, that Josephine Mountain's mother's first husband.
Yes, first husband.
Okay. And then Jack, 19.
Jack Screw.
Okay.
They call him Jack Screw. Jack, it's supposed to be Jack and Clay.
Mm-hmm.
And then 18.
Big George, they used to call him Big George.
George Simakin.
George Simakin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then 17.
Nick, I think they used to call him Nick. Because he, no dude in the cheek, Allah. Not my talk.
Okay, and then 16.
Pauline, that's equal.
Pauline Pitka,
yeah.
Okay. And then?
Agadis. Silas Motel.
Oh, I got the wrong number. Let's see.
Agadis Silas.
Okay.
Each does it.
This one?
Sue, you can miss it. I'm dead. I don't go.
That's 15.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Andre.
Yeah. Used to be. But he sadly sent him away to him.
14? This one?
Where? That one? I couldn't remember the one. Okay. This one, I don't remember.
Yes, I
know this one.
Which one? Masunat. At Mary, 22 mile Mary, really high to win he. Mary. Oh, so how you go Mary, me, he's in the city.
Okay, it's November 27th, 1982, and we're in Helado speaking with Martha Jo for her biography.
Okay, well, one of the things we talked a little bit about when you got married, and some of the things I was wondering was about talking more about getting married, because it seems like it's different today than it used to be when you got married. But I was wondering, was there certain things they would do to train you for marriage when you were a young woman?
Train?
Yeah, to teach you
how
you should act or what you should say or what you should do.
Yeah, train us how to treat our husbands, to cook for them, and to have everything ready ahead of the time, have their clothes sewed, ready, keep them clean, and then when they go out hunting, it'll be easy for them to catch anything. And we never walk over there close either. That's what we were told to be.
Well, when would they consider that you became a woman? When would a girl become a woman?
When?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old we are when we become a woman. That's a long story. Do I have to talk about that?
Well, you don't have to. Just if you're willing to, I think it would be interesting to young girls, because it's...
They wouldn't believe it, I don't think.
I think they might. I think they know things are different.
Well, we were told that we would step on a needle. That's what we were told. That was not true, but that they are way the old-fashioned way, and they tell us to watch ourselves. That is, and when we run around, don't run around too much. You might turn on the needle. And that's when I became to a woman, I was running around with the kids, playing outdoors. I run to the house and sneak under the bed. Because just like I know what it means, when we come to England, we don't stay outdoors long. I mean in front of anybody. We're not even supposed to be seen after that. After we come to that. So I stayed while my mama was cutting fish. We were in town that time. And she came in, she hollered at me. Where are you? Go down and hang fish, she tell me. But I stayed there. She hollered. Oh, she hollered for me. Finally, I answer her. So I says, hey, that's all. That's all the answer I gave her. And she guessed. She guessed and she went out for my daddy, and she told my daddy in secret. And the little room got to be fixed up for me where I'm going to stay. They got white drill, white canvas drill, and they put it around the corner of their bed. So I have to get out. We on the top of the bed. It was just kneeled around. Nobody would come in or You and the kids, my brothers and sisters. And so they put me in there with my little bedding, reindeer skin for mattress and blanket, one blanket. And then pillow and all my little sort of things I had. Not much though, some days. So then I started to stay there. For 2 nights they never gave me nothing, not even a swallow of water. But I have to take it, I have to do what I'm told. Hard them days, we gotta do what we're told, did we? And then the next 2 days, with the 2 days morning, my daddy bring in two old women that's going to give me the experience about my life. I got one picture of one woman. Well, they talked to me, they gave me experience about what I should be, what I should do for the home, sewing. One told me that he had things, always had things, something to eat in the cars, some nice things to eat, what she worked for in summer. And the other one told me that she been sewing. She was a good sewer. She make parkets and all that. Those parkets like them. And I took that. I understood them. We got to let's take it the way we're told. So they give me, after this, they give me a cup full of rotten grease. My, I couldn't take it. But I have to take it. I just gobble it down. And when they throw it up, that short life, I didn't throw it up. Well, I wanted to vomit, but I don't know why I didn't throw it up. And they give me water. And from after this, they give us, they feed us now. But we never eat warm things either for a year, but I wasn't that way for a year anyway. Well, because everybody was, I mean, the boys were going to marry me. This was in July 1913, I guess, yeah. I didn't come to that year that I got this week, in April I got married. That's how many months before July.
That's what, 9 months, I guess.
Yeah, 9 months. Well, I got married. Forcing marriage. I didn't sleep with my husband. Forcing my husband. Well, because maybe I was too young. And he'll be unlucky if I sleep with him. And then, when I was in that little place, they had a stick like this, you know, the willows. And when they tell me not to sleep too much, they tell me that you'll be lazy if I sleep too much. And when you sit up on your bedding, and when you like feeling asleep. You put your head like that, and when I sleep, the stick will go like this, like this. So I'll wake up. So I'll be sleepless, you know, wouldn't sleep much.
So when you sleep, you have to put your hands in those sticks,
yeah,
like V?
Yeah.
You never lay down to sleep?
No, no. My. Then, where I was in there for 3 months, never get up. I just stayed that little place. Never went out. My. They used to do that for 2 weeks, for their beauty looking and light complexion. Well, I seen lots of old people, women, long time ago that been that way, they say. They're bright, they look like half-breed. The bodies are get white, like black hair, but me, I get white hair. Yeah, and then we have to go to Cayo that fall. They don't want me to go for berries either. Oh, when they first put me in the boat, they have to cut branches on the ground to get in the boat. Branches.